still fucking do this. I mean, I last when that lockdown was happening, I tried to buy something for someone I knew.
Yeah.
That was mental ball ache, but I don't remember the reason why.
Well, it's because transfer fees plus the conversion rate. When you're dealing with small numbers, you don't, like, nothing happens, which is annoying. It's like, I know someone who put 600 in, and that was even in Bitcoin, which doesn't really, these days, it doesn't shoot up like that anymore.
Yeah.
And his that current value is 1900.
What, and he put 600 in?
Yeah. So, it's all right, isn't it? But big money gets big
rewards.
And with that comes profit. Yeah. So,
big gains. Yeah.
Big gains. Yeah.
I just.
It's your 10x. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Let me just do the old sharing is caring. It's been 1 minute and nobody's joined. I think we should cut it off.
Oh, we're actually on.
Yeah, we're on. We're in their like swimwear.
There we are. Technology.
Yeah.
Baby.
Shared it everywhere.
This is well, like, informal again, isn't it? But we're always doing this.
That's what we're about. Speaking of informal.
Go on,
she's looking at she's looking at me out the corner of my. It's producer Sam.
Oh.
Informal.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Informal.
A leaky boom boom down. Something's on the D's. Because I've made a little shiny bird. Something on the D's. A leaky boom boom. Speaking of licky boom boom down,
who is it?
It's Eric Kirk.
Hello, Eric Kirk.
He's there. Howdy. How do to you?
Welcome.
Welcome. And speaking of cum, it's Maya Crazy. So, and there's,
perfect
you know,
timing.
And they love that.
They do. That's why they join.
Yeah, every time.
Every week.
Every time.
They
without
are subject.
So.
To your punishment.
Shake my head, says Maya Crazy. I've only recently learnt SMH.
Oh,
I always thought it was smack my head.
Took me ages. I think my daughter told me what it was.
Yeah.
First, and it's been out 20 years before her, but I still didn't know what it was.
But it's a bit more evolved than WTF. I mean, that's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just what we grew up around.
There's loads, though.
Right, just gonna.
People use loads of them, don't they? Those little.
Yeah.
What is it? Abbreviations.
Exactly, certain abbreviations for certain needs.
But there's long ones, isn't there, as well? Like.
LGBTQ plus IA.
That sort of thing. But the what is it? The YCMBYYYMB. And it's something like normal, but there's loads of fucking.
Oh, yeah, like if you know, you know.
Yeah. And it's just too far removed. There's always its own word.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it would have taken you less time to type out the actual thing.
Yeah.
That was something I saw the other day, speaking of LGBTQ+.
Oh, yeah.
It was either Madonna or Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Said, say something positive about LGBTQ+.
Yeah.
Meghan Trainor of Meghan Trainor fame replied, HIV. So that's something positive. All right.
Do you know what? I didn't expect that from her either.
Exactly. Speaking of HIV positive, it's Spooky Mulder. Hello, you bender. Not really. Not really. Well, could be.
He's not.
Wood, wood.
I've got some information for Spooky Mulder as well.
Oh, we?
After we've done the intro and all that shit.
Yeah. Are we going back to the good old days, are we?
Yeah,
we've got some sort of agenda.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy stuff happened to me by accident while I was driving the van, baby.
Oh, it better not be finger related.
No, it's nothing bad.
It's nothing vicious.
Listening to our old episode.
Oh, right, yes, yeah. Right.
Not too bad.
Speaking of bad, it's YXH...
That could
DTHEZ. Welcome.
Be, My, I could be one of my colleagues who said he might be listening.
Good.
He might listen later.
And if it is, welcome. If it's not, we don't know you.
Yeah, if it's not, well, stay.
Stay.
Or go.
You've got to.
The choice is yours.
You're actually locked in now. There's no way that you can exit it. If you swipe up in your app, it doesn't actually exit. We just carry on playing. No, yeah. Don't do that. Don't test that.
No, actually, that probably is the case with Podbean.
Yeah.
Our podcast, when I've been listening to it in the van, quite a lot recently.
Yeah.
It just stops. Yeah. Podbean just stops playing.
Oh, so you're listening to it through Podbean?
Yeah, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
I've got to just go on to Spotify or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Because Podbean's not that good at, like, in
turns
terms
out,
of, you know, replaying podcasts.
No, yeah, exactly.
Which I thought was one of its only things to do.
Well, yeah, that is. I mean, in effect, that is the reason for it being there.
You had one job, Podbean.
Yeah, play podcasts,
and you went and fucked it, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Roses are red, chocolates are brown. I expected nothing, and you still let me down. So, all right.
Yeah, stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Exactly. Stick that in your podcast. Well, if there's, I mean, there's a nice little collection. Should we do the old intro?
Go on in, boy.
All right.
Let's do it.
I love that. As in, go on in, boy. You you do it. It's like, nah, no.
Go on in, boy. Let's get her down.
We don't do that.
Oh, how does it go? I know. Welcome to one. I know that it's part of the patter that we do.
Yeah,
don't get involved.
Yeah, well,
I'm
see, look,
the scenes,
she's assuming that. The role.
I don't know why she thinks she's got to prompt me like that.
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, the wedding's off.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had it.
Throw the ring.
Welcome to One Annoying Podcast Land. We are Nick and Paul, and this is Substance for Days.
One, two.
The Wanderer returns.
Yes.
Have you seen who's joined?
No.
Oh.
Hang on, should I have a look?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I won't tell you.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
you can.
It will surprise me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It will phase me.
It will phase you. You'll be like, whoa.
Hang on, let's have a little fucking look.
So, van talk then. New feature.
Oh, yeah, van talk.
Yeah.
I still can't fucking see.
See if you can spot who's joined.
Right,
it's a little well-known character.
J Dubs.
That's the one.
Oh,
there
he's
he
back.
Is. There he is. He said safe. I assume you know what that means.
I'd like him to spell it out a bit more, but no. Good to have you back.
Safety in numbers.
Sapnin.
Sapnin.
Oh,
no
what's
problem.
Going on, J to the Dubs.
He's all over. I don't know what he's all over, but he's all over something.
He's all over it.
That's the point. That's the main, you know, can we just focus on that? He is all over it, or whatever it is. J-Dubs, I presume that's an abbreviation for what's happening.
Yeah,
correct.
It most definitely is.
That would be a really good presumption there from you, Eric.
What's happening, boy?
So, yeah, so Van Talk, new feature.
Yeah. Van talk. So, oh, right, yeah. Let's go straight into that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I was in the van. I'm in the van a lot.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you're in your car a lot.
Yes.
Traveling to and from. So.
Exactly. Speaking of traveling to and from, it's Kazumba Ngaga. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Is that always welcome new? Do we call them customers? I mean, we call them substance abusers when they're proper fans, but...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, customers makes us sound like we're selling...
Food.
No, sexual products.
Sexual.
Sexual services.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's another John, another customer.
Oh, yeah, there's another John Doe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. He's gone. I wouldn't worry about it.
Spooky has asked, is it a white van? And unfortunately, Spooky, it is.
No,
I am a white van man.
He is a white van man.
Myself like that.
Do you ever travel with another person?
Sometimes I have done.
So on that, are you therefore white Venn men?
On that basis, I think we are.
Yeah?
I think we are, sir.
White men with Venn.
Men with Venn.
Yeah.
Classic reference.
Cracking. But yeah, sorry, go on, Van Talk. Hashtag Van Talk.
Yeah, so I was listening to the listening to our podcasts and I got quite far back.
Good.
And I actually got to season 2, episode 61.
What?
I think that's the one.
Bloody hell.
Season 2, episode 61, where we first met Spooky Mulder.
Oh, yes, of course. Right, yes, now I'm looped in.
It crazy. The way he came in as well, when I was listening to it, like, it came in seamlessly. And
yeah.
It was almost as if he's always been there.
Yeah.
It was quite strange, because we said something about his name. It was like, you went, welcome, Spooky Mulder. And you went, love the name. And I went, is that from the X-Files?
Yeah.
And we just had a little chin wag about that.
Speaking of wagging chin, it's Billy D.
Oh,
welcome,
Billy
you
D. Slut. Oh, suck me off.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, let's get it
over. God's sake, suck me off. Oh, so frustrated. So sexually frustrated.
Come
yeah.
on, Billy D.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wonder if he actually talks like that.
Oh, I'd love to hear him.
Billy D.
We really need to sort out this callback function, don't we?
Yeah, well, we just need to get some...
Don't say how simple the solution is.
Don't lay it out there for all to.
Yeah, yeah.
For all and sundry.
Yeah. I fucking love that word. And I don't know why.
Did you? You must have on the. Oh, I can't even remember the word now that I Oh, that was it. A couple of weeks back, and you would have heard it on the previous podcast. Is I said there's two things I love in this world. It's something and happenstance.
Yes.
Because that was the word of the day.
Pomp.
Pomp, that was it.
Pomp and happenstance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Love it, mate.
I love words, in a way.
They're brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah.
How they're there.
I think sundry, like all and sundry, is because that's an old, really, like, old phrase.
Old phrase, yeah. Maybe that's...
what it is.
Yeah, and maybe that's a new feature.
Yeah.
Old phrases.
Old phrases. I listened to an episode of ours where we discussed, it's not entropy, it is the study of words.
Etymology.
Etymology.
Yeah.
Yeah. We spoke about that.
Billy D says, pomp and happens in my pants.
Always.
Yeah, always.
Gotta love it.
I love that as Billy D's welcome in. Oh, suck me off. Yeah, brilliant.
Do you remember the word that we learned on this very podcast? Not this one, but this,
this episode. Sorry, did I just go into a coma?
Yes.
And you've just woken me up an hour later.
Not this episode, yeah. But yeah, this very podcast.
Go on.
This very show.
Yeah.
Resistentialism.
I beg your pardon.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Resistentialism,
yeah.
Right, is when inanimate objects act as if they have malice towards you. Right?
Yeah.
And I was talking to someone in work about it. It was months ago. I think last year. And we were talking about it, and we were saying I said to him, there must be a word for like when objects appear to disobey you as if of their own volition.
Yeah.
You know, like, they've got a will, these objects. Like the door. The door's a bastard because it keeps getting them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's like...
Do you remember when I used to lose my lighters all the time?
Yeah.
And it was as if they'd hopped off.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a photo frame at home, and last Sunday, I knocked it over and I picked it up and it immediately fell back down.
Yeah.
Like, immediately, without question, it fell exactly back down to where it was.
Yeah.
And I caught myself in a rage moment and just screamed, give me a fucking break.
Yes.
Like, as loud as I could, and then got on with my day and life.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm in a much better place now.
Well, that's good.
But, you know, years later, you know, insanity will consume me.
Yeah.
All right?
Oh, no, it will. I mean, it'll get us all. Something is going to get you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what. But I
I don't know whether to go into it. I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm gonna go into it. I was well pissed off at work this morning.
Oh, okay.
And it took me till about 1 o'clock to recover.
Blimey.
From it.
What was the cause ultimately?
The gripe,
if you will.
My gripe was being treated like a fucking school child.
Oh, okay.
I think it's always going to be there. I think when I go to work, I work very hard, and that's it. I turn up on time and I go home on time, and you know, I don't take the piss.
Yeah,
that's it. My main aim is to get the job done and go home. That's all I want to do: earn the money and go home.
Yeah.
Today a couple of behavioural things came up, not to do with just me, but we had to have a meeting about people having cigarettes in between breaks.
You had to have a meeting about that.
We had to have a bit of a meeting about. Well, not a meeting, a bit of a word.
Oh, right.
About it this morning, and it pisses me off because my job, the job that I'm doing, is ahead of the company that we're working for's program.
Yeah.
So if I'm 2 weeks behind, by all means, crack down.
Yeah.
On the 2 minutes that I use to go and have a cigarette because I'm addicted to nicotine.
Yeah.
It's not fun. I don't want to go and do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I genuinely don't. And then people go, well, just give up then. Yeah, why not?
Dude, yeah.
Well, stop treating me like a fucking heroin addict.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Just give up. You know,
not
it's
actually
easy.
A crime, is it? Smoking tobacco.
So, no. Turns out, if anything, it's capitalised upon.
Well, yeah, exactly. So don't take with one hand and take with the other, basically.
Yeah.
I prefer to be treated like an adult. That's all.
Yeah.
41. Like,
act
accordingly.
I think you're too young to be expecting such.
I know, frivolities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How dare I? I just, you know, that's it, really. I did get over it, and it is a tiny thing sometimes that just knocks me off course for, you know, the way I feel. And then I realised that, A, it doesn't matter, and B, you know, you're getting fucked either way. Like,
yeah,
all I
yeah.
want to know is there any lube?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all I want, the option of lube. I know we're getting fucked, like, left, right and centre.
So Billy D has said, do you prefer to be pissed off or pissed on?
I think pissed off.
Okay, and then he's followed that up with, doesn't sound like you're over it at all.
No, I'm not Billy D. Well observed. It's not that I'm not over it. It's more of a, it now elevates to a larger general topic.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Which is getting butt fucked. And funnily enough, that is a point on my agenda for this evening.
Oh,
okay. I thought we could talk out as well, but it will come a little bit later.
That's good.
Eric has said, Podbean had two birthdays this week. Too much saucy.
Too much saucy. I think I recognise that name.
Yeah. Had her birthday on Tuesday. Jill, spelled LLIJ, had hers yesterday. And I'm sure you guys might send those friends belated birthday well wishes. I'm sure we won't. Will is the main.
We'll definitely give it a go.
What can we do but try?
Yes.
So J-Dub said, well observed, and then laughed. And then Billy D's followed up with saying, so you started that with just a tip. Now you're going into the whole thing. Got it. Yeah.
My guy.
He's Denzel Washington, isn't he?
I don't ever seem to be able to say anything that he doesn't have a better response.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
He's cracking.
He's on fire. Have you got a fucking podcast, Billy D?
If you haven't, you should.
Yeah, yeah.
You should team up with Beans and the Wheatney.
I bet he has, and we don't listen to it.
No.
Fucking arsehole.
Because we refuse.
Yeah, not no.
No.
Don't take it as arrogance.
No.
Please don't.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Billy, Maya Crazy has come in and said, hi, MLS. Yes. I know her. I'm good, just busy. Hope you're good.
Also, Mayor Crazy, I believe, is this Mayor Crazy who identifies as a threat?
She does.
It is, isn't it?
Absolutely, she
and
does.
Her pronouns are try / me.
Yeah, or something like that, yeah. Her pronouns are fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
I listened to the podcast where she first entered our stage as well today.
And she's now a super fan. Although saying that, I can't believe that J-Dubs isn't a super fan at this point. But do you know what? If I start on him, I might as well start on everyone. I mean, I can't believe that Mr. A isn't. I can't believe that Code 2319 didn't immediately become one.
Yeah.
It's just mental.
Yeah.
So J-Dubs says WH5, ? I don't know what that means.
Spooky Mulder says, yo, my birthday is the Ides of March. I don't know what the Ides is, Spooks.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Also, oh, wow. Oh, here we go. Oh, my goodness. There's been something
happened.
A tsunami.
Yes.
Sweet Angel Bear, 37, welcome. She's got 31 likes. I don't know if that's an alternative to Mama Bear Tracy, but I'm not sure.
I can't imagine that it would be, but...
Abigail, welcome. You're looking new. So, yeah. But she's got 17 followers, but she's, you know, liked our show 0 times. So strap in, Abigail. You won't regret it.
Yeah.
And it's the return of Mickey B.
Oh.
He's all over it, like white on rice. The hero doth return.
So it's very strange as well that I've been listening to old podcasts and that we...
March.
Et tu brute?
Et tu brute? Yeah, good. Love a bit of French.
So, yeah, and it's odd that I've been listening to these podcasts with these listeners.
Yeah.
And they've all just come back today.
Yes.
That is what I'd like to call Spooky Mulder.
Yeah. You know? It is a walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
Memory lane. So, should we have a little look? You text us all to tell us. No, I didn't, J-Dubs. I text you. Everybody else has followed. And the reason that I text you is because every week you go, oh, God damn it, I missed it, I'm gay.
He said Paul did, I mean.
Oh, I see.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what Paul did.
What did I do? You mean I text you? Because I didn't, J-Dubs.
No.
That's
I text you.
First of all, you're lying.
Yeah. Dirty liar.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
He doesn't know anymore.
Not knowing anymore, it's Big Tech.
Tenknuku Big Tech.
Yeah?
Big Tech, I like that. I like the name.
Billy D said, was it a dick pic?
Yeah, did you do that?
I did. I have done that loads of times to J-Dubs.
Moments gone. J-Dubs just losing moments here.
Yeah, left, right and centre.
Yeah.
You know, I do send dick pics, Billy D, over to J-Dubs, but it's never, ever mine. What I do is I capture people's penises when they least expect it or when they're not looking.
And do you know why I don't send them?
J-Dubs, go on.
Do you know why I don't send them?
Go on.
Disappointed. Do you know what I mean? It's always a cold day when I send a dick pic.
It's always a cold day, and let me tell you, for mine, it's like Alf's nose.
Mm.
All right? It's like a rolled up football sock.
Oh.
Okay, too much foreskin down there. Sorry, was that too much information?
That explains the white van.
Yeah, true.
Well... Yeah,
true.
I like to throw people in the back of it as well.
Yeah,
that's what I like doing.
And then stabbing them.
Settle down, Squidward.
Yeah. Right. So, 10 common sayings then with historical origins. I'm not going to do all 10.
Okay.
That would be me. What is this? Why has that made that noise? Oh, there's so much noise. Stop it. I'm hoping they can't hear that, but there was some noise.
No.
Anyway, okay, what about this one then? Running amok.
Love it.
Running amok is commonly used to describe wild or erratic behaviour, but the phrase actually began its life as a medical term.
Right.
The saying was popularised in the 18th and 19th centuries when European visitors to Malaysia learned of a peculiar mental affliction that caused otherwise normal tribesmen to go on brutal and seemingly random killing sprees. So, amok, derived from the Amuko, a band of Javanese and Malay warriors who were known for their penchant for indiscriminate violence. I love that as a phrase.
Yeah.
I have a penchant for indiscriminate violence. It was initially a source of morbid fascination for Westerners. No surprise there. It's what we do, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Writing in 1772, the famed explorer Captain James Cook noted that to run amok is to sally forth from the house, kill the person or person supposed to have injured the amok, and any other person that attempts to impede his passage. Yep. See, I mean, that we have really dumbed down over the centuries, haven't we?
Well, unless I'm mistaken, we stopped sort of creating words around the 18th century.
Yeah, yes.
We sort of got it all done really early.
Yeah, there's no need anymore.
Yeah, no, we only really get, like, at best, we probably get maybe a new species name.
Yeah.
Or a phrase. Like, it's always a new, you know, like, mid or... What's the new one? I used to be dab, didn't it? That dab's probably
dab came and went, didn't it?
Dabbing.
But like, I love that. Like, imagine you're with me in a house, and you're like, "Are you all right?" And I'm like, "No, I'm fucking annoyed, and I think I'm gonna run amok." And you're like, "Well, calm down." And I go, "No. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sally forth from this house." I'm going to kill the person or person supposed to have injured the amok and any other person that attempts to impede my passage. Like, this day and age, impeding my passage has got a completely different meaning, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So, all right. By and large.
Okay. I would like to know the origin of that. I mean, the first one, it is a very strange origin.
Yeah.
The fact that they used to watch... Indonesian tribesmen.
Yeah, go berserk.
Yeah, kill each other and then go, running amok. Anyway, what was the other one?
By and large.
Okay, go on.
So many everyday phrases are nautical in origin. Taken aback, loose cannon and high and dry all originated at sea. But perhaps the most surprising example is the common saying, by and large. As far back as the 16th century, the word large was used to mean that a ship was sailing with the wind at its back. Meanwhile, the much less desirable by, or full and by, meant the vessel was travelling into the wind. Thus, for mariners, by and large referred to trawling the seas in any and all directions relative to the wind.
Right.
So,
fucking hell.
Today, sailors and landlubbers alike now use the phrase as a synonym for all things considered.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I haven't heard that phrase in a long time, though.
Mm.
It sounds like, seems like it might have... you know.
It might have died a death, but by and large, I don't mind that. So,
it makes it better for us because if words are out of use, I'm more likely to try and use them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If they're out of kilter.
Yeah. You know? We should make it a challenge for us and the listener to see if we can spend the next week trying to fit in by and large and running amok into everyday parlance.
Well, I will be doing that tomorrow.
Good.
I'll be running amok.
Yeah, by and large.
Yeah, by and large.
All right. So how about this one then, the third degree?
Oh.
There are several tales about the origin of the third degree, a saying commonly used for long or arduous interrogations. One theory argues the phrase relates to the various degrees of murder in the criminal code. Yet another credits it to Thomas F. Burns, a 19th century New York City policeman who used the pun... third degree burns when describing his hard-nosed questioning style. Of course it is.
Right.
Of course, it's a cocky American.
Third degree burn.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I really like that. Is that where that came from as well?
Well, it's been it's been said that it comes from that. So I'm going to finish this off, but then I want to run that. I want to run that scenario because that's too funny to miss.
Yeah.
So in truth, the saying is most likely derived from the Freemasons, a centuries-old fraternal organization whose members undergo rigorous questioning and examinations before becoming third-degree members or Master Masons.
Yeah.
But let's just rewind a little bit, right?
Hang on, one tick. Hello, Mama Bear Tracy.
Oh!
She's in.
Here we go. Yeah?
All good.
Love that. Yeah? And that's Mama Bear.
And that's trademark on that.
Yeah, TM. Yeah,
on that Raw, TM.
Yeah, TM Raw. Okay, so let's just circle back, right?
Yeah.
You've got this guy, and he's not talking, yeah. Right? He knows where the gold is, but he's not talking. They're outside. They're racking their heads. They got their shirts halfway up their sleeves.
Yeah.
They're going, oh, what are we going to fucking do? All of a sudden, the door swings open, right? And this burly gentleman comes walking through the door and starts to go, it's time we give him third degree burns. Yeah?
Without breaking, view.
Yeah, without, yeah, or like, stare.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time he gets the third degree burns.
Oh, my God.
And then I go, oh, the fuck is this idiot?
Classic.
Classic. Do you not know Thomas Burns?
Yeah.
Classic. That's classic Burns.
Giving him the business.
Yeah. Giving him the business. He's going to suffer from third degree burns. Referring to himself as well in the third person.
I know. When did that first happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I thought that might have been in a reality show, actually.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I thought it might have been, that late. Sort of like the, late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So sort of someone just randomly referring to themselves in the third person.
I love that. The third degree burns. All right, what about paint the town red?
Bitch, I said what I said.
It was coined by Doja Cat, and yeah. That was it.
She came up with it.
She came up with that
honestly.
One. Do you remember that age-old... adage of who was it? There was a woman who was like a UK artist. Mm. Well, she weren't that great, but she did Hallelujah. I'm pretty sure she did it. Alexandra Burke.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. She won at X Factor.
Yes.
Yeah, she won X Factor or didn't. I don't know.
And she was convinced that she'd come up with a phrase. That, like, is so common. And she was convinced she'd come up with a phrase that no one before her had ever done. And she was all, but like, she was playing it down.
Yes.
Like, I just come up with it.
Yeah, I remember that on a chat show. What was it?
I can't remember. I swear it was like Elephant in the Room or something like that.
Something like that, that's clearly nothing to do with Alexandra Burke.
Yeah, for our overseas listeners, she is a nobody.
She's a singer.
Well,
ish.
Yeah,
well,
ish.
Yeah,
she is a good singer. I'll give her that.
Yeah, but you like sometimes that's not enough. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's not enough to claim that you've coined a phrase.
No.
So, let me just have a little look. Elephant in the Room. It was. It's
Elephant in the Room.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no way.
No.
She came up with that phrase.
She reckons.
I heard it long before she was around.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's fucking well covered.
Even I could prove.
Yeah.
So it stopped straight away.
There's an elephant in the room. I just sort of, you know, one day I just said it and I just ran with it because people knew what it meant.
Yes.
You know, they knew what it meant. How did they know what it meant, though, if you said it for the first time?
Yeah.
They just knew. And I just carried on saying it.
It's like...
me.
It's the same thing as sort of like going, oh, I've got this new invention, right? What's that? Oh, it's amazing, right? It tells the time.
Yeah.
Right, and it goes on, you pop it on your wrist and there's a strap. That's called a watch.
Yeah.
You didn't invent it.
No, so. You've invented something similar, but not as good as the watch because the watch has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
The phrase paint the town red most likely owes its origin to one legendary night of drunkenness. That's another point I need to make to you, by the way.
Is this going to... Right, can I guess what it might be?
Oh, what? Paint the town red?
Yeah.
Go on.
Is it something to do with getting drunk and murdering a bunch of people?
Oh, let's have a look.
Because I just feel like it probably is for some reason.
Yeah. In 1837,
here we go.
The Marquis of Waterford, a known lush and mischief maker.
Oh, I know the one.
You know the one. The know Marquis of Waterford.
Oh, the lush. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I know him.
Old Marks.
Yeah.
You know old Marks Dubs.
Markster.
Yeah, the Marks of the big M. A known lush and mischief maker.
I mean, to have those two.
Yeah.
To be known for that.
Yeah, yeah.
To specialise in that. Really.
Exactly. Do you know what we need on this night out? We need lush. Yeah, but don't...
we need a lush.
Yeah, I know a lush and mischief maker.
Yeah, yeah.
Both. So...
Fucking hell.
led a group of friends on a night of drinking through the English town of Melton Mowbray.
Oh, of course, yeah. Mowbray pork pies.
Mowbray, there you go.
Yeah.
The Bender. That's not marquee.
Sorry?
That's
is this anything to do with anything, or have you just said that?
No, that was separate. The Bender.
That's offensive.
Yeah.
To be honest.
And you just assumed my identity,
yeah.
And that's offensive.
That's offensive.
So we've got another thing to tell you as well, actually, on that note. Anyway, the Bender, referring to the drunken night out, culminated in vandalism after Waterford and his fellow revellers knocked over flower pots, pulled knockers off of doors, and broke... See, even the mischief is British, isn't it? Like old English British. Take that knocker off the door.
Smash a plant pot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really... That's edgy.
Yeah. Oh, you have really laid on the lush thick this evening, Waterford. You have Waterford. You have knocked the flower pot on. Whatever is next, I'm going for that knocker on that door.
Oh, imagine, like, didn't even smash a window, just take the knocker.
Oh my god.
That's quality.
They were
a lot better though, knockers in the
They were. I thought they meant the
No, yes, I thought he was going to say torn knockers off of hoolers.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
And broke the windows of some of the town's buildings.
Some of the town.
He
couldn't get around to all of them.
Like Gareth when he kicks the blow-up penis. You know, he's just coming in smash the window. To top it all off, the mob literally painted a toll gate, the doors of several homes, and a swan statue with red paint.
Right.
The Marquis and his pranksters later compensated Melton for the damages, but their drunken escapade is likely the reason that Paint the Town Red became shorthand for a wild night out. Still yet, another theory suggests the phrase was actually born out of the brothels of the American West and referred to men behaving as though their whole town was a red light district.
Right, okay.
I'm going to go with Marquis Waterford, if I'm honest. Definitely prefer Marquis Waterford and his escapades.
I love a bit of Waterford.
Yeah. Waterford, are you feeling lush this evening? Lush and full of mischief, I'll have you know. Why don't we go and take some knockers and kick off some flower pots?
Is lush another word for a drunk? Because I think it's an old drunk.
Oh, okay.
A lush.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know lush and mischief maker. Waterford, you fucking mischief maker.
That's why the other thing as well, it stopped at mischief. It was none of it was devious. It stopped at mischief. It got mischievous and paid them back.
Exactly. And that's old English.
Yeah, that's what it was referred to as, not evil.
Yeah.
You know, Waterford. Evil Waterford.
Paint the town evil.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and fast forward to 2024, I mean, you walk around in Peckham.
Yeah.
And they'll go, do you fancy painting the town red? And they go, I don't know what you're talking about. Give me your wallet.
I thought you was going to say that they were going to say, do you fancy painting the town red? And you didn't know what they meant. Like, do you fancy painting the town red with your blood?
Yeah, exactly. No.
No, I don't. That's what I thought it might be. Some sort of massacre or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right, so, a couple of things. I need to empty my head. Empty my think tank.
Yeah.
Right, because it's full up of all these little think balls.
Yeah, and they're moving around.
Yeah.
And what do they...
I need to get them out of the think tank and down the thinking conduit.
The tube.
And into the thinking hole, the solutions hole.
There's
only one solutions hole.
And sometimes your problems get bunched up.
Yeah, and then they can't all get through down the problem conduit.
Yeah.
So, point number one. Do you remember, and listeners, if you haven't seen it, join Telegram and I will send you the link. Do you remember the Instagram short I showed you of all of those fat people that were going, come join me on my fat positivity podcast? Yeah, she died.
That one. Yeah.
Right.
I keep seeing that.
Good.
Yeah.
That one at the bottom, that woman that goes, yeah, she died.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that didn't last long because she's dead.
Yeah.
Is Blair White. And Blair White is one of the most... currently prolific transgender women that's currently going and has been going on social media for the last 6, 7, 8 years.
Right.
The reason she's so prolific is because she has been through a full transformation
yeah.
and cannot stand 2024's answer to transgenderism, where you as a man can put some lipstick on and say, all these men are looking at me, aren't they? Must think I look pretty.
Yeah.
Which, as we know, with our sensible hats on, not full of lush and mischief, is a lipstick and men staring at you does not a pretty woman make.
No.
But she used to be a man.
Well, I didn't consider whether she was or not.
Not for... Oh, well, okay.
Like, you know, when I saw the face and her say, she's dead.
She's dead.
That's a woman.
Exactly.
There's no ambiguity.
No.
I thought that was a woman.
And she's like, open about used to having been a man, but it leads me on to my next point, which I know, obviously, you know, you've got the ball and chain. You've got the anklet slowly forming around you with producer Sam.
Of course.
So I know that you're probably quite detached from this anyway. I am getting more and more confused as the years go on.
As to
whether or not...
You're gay?
No.
What then?
No, as to whether or not men who have been through a full transition to a woman look better than some women that were born women.
Well, yeah. I'm sure that's the case. I think that's fair.
There's so many.
The transformations are getting better, surely.
Yeah.
With science and medicine.
They're getting so effective.
Yeah. Are you saying to me, what's going on here? What are we getting at?
I'm not going to act on these urges.
Right.
Or impulses.
Well, I mean, it matters not to me whether you are or aren't.
No.
But... Yeah, what are we saying here? What subject are you scratching at, bro?
What I'm scratching at is...
Mama Bear said, yeah.
It's just getting... It's getting so confusing to navigate.
I don't think it is.
Don't you?
No.
Oh.
Only because, as well, like, if someone's upfront about it, then it's not confusing at all.
No.
But if, you know, what...
What's confusing?
Because to me, it's not. It's very clear.
Because
most Thai geezers look hotter than the broads. I knew fucking Thailand was going to come up. What is the thing with that, right? It's not just you. It's not just J-Dubs. It's not just my mate who I used to work with. It's not just that people ask me, they go, what would you do though?
Yeah.
If you, and you saw, and you know, and there was a willy there.
Yeah.
Well, me not being gay, I probably wouldn't proceed. And every other person that I fucking spoke to said that they would.
Yep.
So
I am firmly in that camp, I must say.
Yeah. Are you wondering if you're going to end up with a woman who used to be a man? That's what Mama Bear Tracy said.
Well, I think I'd be all right with it, if I'm honest, because I'd go, do you know what? Good job.
Well,
great job.
If you're... What? Well, yeah.
Jay Dubs has just said, nah, I'd probably press on in answer to your Thai question.
There you go. Everyone says it, Thailand, right? One of the most beautiful fucking places on the planet. And all anyone can talk about is whether the fucking women are men or the men are women.
Yeah.
Would you carry on? No. I'd ask her if she's a woman. If you're asking. You know.
Spooky Boulder says, now, why don't you guys admit that if you saw the picture of Blair White, before you knew what she was, you would have been deceived. You would have thought she was a hot woman. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's what you're saying.
That is what I'm saying. That's absolutely 100% spooky. Like, now the thing is, I'm sure you can all go and find it. And like I say, on Telegram, I can post up the video that I'm referencing to, because it is really funny as well anyway.
It's a funny video. It's quite short as well.
Yeah. So in any longer video or in any other picture of her, you go, yeah, I can tell.
Right.
Like the voice starts to go a bit. Like, you can say, oh, okay, you sound like a very, very, but very camp man.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But in that moment, I'm spooky, I'm with you. I looked at it and I was like, she's gorgeous. I'm going to believe anything she says.
Right.
I'm going to believe anything.
So in your mind then,
In my think tank.
In your think tank, you're thinking that if you met someone that looked like that and they used to be a man, you wouldn't care.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, okay. So,
which I'm concerned about.
I wouldn't be. Because that right. kind of person, you aren't going to meet that kind of person.
No, no.
If they're transitioning or have transitioned.
Yeah.
To me, you're probably not going to meet a fucking influencer or whatever the fuck she is. Like, that looks like that. You're going to look at her and go, that used to be a man.
I mean, I would believe you before we started this podcast. But now, hello, we're going to be getting YouTube awards in a minute. They'll get delivered here.
Yeah.
And it'll be like in the shape of a pod bean.
Yeah.
For having 100,000 million followers.
Yeah.
That we'll have influencers on our show.
Oh, right. So now...
I'm getting ready. Doing, I'm worried. I'm yeah, worried.
You're
I'm
setting like, a precedent for oh, being able to have sex with someone that used to be a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah. He is.
To me, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Really?
Good.
I don't think it's going to matter. It's certainly not going to matter in the next fucking 10, 15 years.
No.
The way things are going. But as we said on this fucking podcast before, I don't think that's all that's at play here.
No.
With the whole movement.
What you think there's some sort of underlying distraction?
Yeah, I do.
From war?
Yeah.
Which apparently... What's happening
it's,
there?
It's pressing ahead. I don't know what the fuck's going on with it. Yeah. It's gone quiet, hasn't it?
Yeah, again.
Because the budget was on, wasn't it? Did you see that?
That was my main agenda point.
Oh, was it?
Mm.
Okay.
But before we get to that, I want to ask you one more question.
Go on.
If you were,
go ahead.
If you were hard up on cash, really hard up on cash, right? Really hard up on cash. I'm not talking, I've got to wait till the end of the month. I'm talking shit ain't getting paid and I'm going to be out.
Yeah.
Would you sell your sperm or would you sell your ass for cash?
Sperm.
Sperm. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I asked a few people this question and you might be surprised to hear. Speaking of selling your ass, it's Mr. A.
Hey!
There he is.
You're all right, brother.
Original.
You always come in at the times when Nick is saying something foul.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I love.
Dirty.
Yeah.
You've missed pomp, happenstance. You've missed running amok, painting the town red with Walford or whatever his name is.
He'll listen to the
Hereford.
He'll listen to the recorded replay, which
he will, because he should be subscribed to Spotify if he's not already.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So you may be surprised to know that a lot of people said they would prefer, a lot of men that I spoke to, said that they would prefer to sell their arse
than their sperm
because of the moral implications of
having a child,
knowing that there's a child out there with there's a little co-host Paul running around.
Yeah, there's a little spunklet.
Yeah, exactly. Little spunky little kid running around. It's not that's not a kid covered in spunk. Just
no,
so that we're,
a spunklet.
A spunklet.
Like a percentage of my spunk that made it.
Correct.
For the egg, is all I'm saying.
Due to the moral obligations, a lot of people said, I think I would actually sell my arse.
Okay, then my retort to that would be gay bowel
You're
syndrome.
You're gay.
Gay bowel syndrome. My retort to that. Look it up, everyone. As
yeah,
well.
Gay bowel syndrome, you say.
Thing. Yeah, it's a real thing. It is a real condition that you can get from overusing it.
Yeah.
So, where is it? It's like a collapsed...
anus.
Yeah, it's like a sphincter prolapse, sort of.
Speaking of sphincter prolapse, it's Ellie Dolphin.
Dolphin, Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the show. What a time, A, to be alive, and B, for you to walk through the door.
What I was going to say about the trans thing.
Go on.
The trans movement that we are seeing.
Mm.
And it, again, I'm not being disparaging about it. I really don't care. But I don't think that that's the only thing. I think that we are, me and you have said this on this podcast before because I listened to it today.
Sure.
I think we are being led towards an agenda where paedophilia is acceptable.
Oh, yeah.
We spoke about it a lot of times.
Yeah, because I remember saying
the language and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Around it, and that there are organisations that are attracted to boys and they're happy about it.
NAMBLA.
Yeah. South Park did a thing on it, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. But I mean, the website is there for all to view.
It's real.
It's the North American Man Boy Love Association.
And they specify in loving boys.
Yeah, and that's right? NAMBLA. And so that's,
right. And what do they, what are they set up as, if you know what I mean? Are they like a Boy Scout? Like that, is that sort of organisation, or is it, what is it, a charity?
Yeah, exactly.
What do they do?
A shelter.
Yeah, what do they do?
For fellow nonces. Oh. I don't know, but if I find them, yeah. I'm going to do something.
Yeah, I'm surprised that people haven't. Right.
Yeah, exactly. But I suppose it's a bit like the Westboro Baptist Church, isn't it? Like they can prophesize that they love, like they are men that love boys.
Yeah.
But in reality, it probably doesn't. In practice, it doesn't work, does it?
No.
Because you're going to get battered anywhere you go.
Or shot or anything.
You ain't going to wear NAMBLA with pride, are you?
No, I can't imagine that happening.
So.
So yeah, that's what we thought, wasn't it? And
yeah.
Spoke about. So that it's either that or it's that and that we're being distracted from something else. And I said before that historians have said before that the beginning of the end of a civilization is when the lines between who is male and who is female become blurred. So this has happened before. Apparently Rome, like the downfall of Rome. That started to become
They're working towards androgyny, I suppose.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
It's just something that happens before the end of a civilization. So we could be...
These are the end times.
We've said this loads of times. These are the end fucking times.
These are the end times.
Enjoy it, people, because it's fucking going.
Alexander F. joined, right? And then we said, these are the end times. They went. They probably think that we're one of those religious podbeans.
Yeah, and we're not.
Podcasts. We're not. We're not. We're just talking about a prolapsed sphincter.
Yeah.
When Ellie Dolphin walked in.
For God's sake.
But yeah, so with 9 minutes left.
Fucking hell.
I want to talk about the spring budget.
Yeah, I mean, you can actually help me not understand it, but you can tell me about it because I'm not paying any attention to it. The only thing that I took from it was that they are giving with one hand and taking more with another.
Correct, echoing Sir Keir Starmer.
That's where I got it from.
Yeah.
I saw that clip and I showed it to Sam and I said to her, for the first time, I'm sure it'd be the first time in producer Sam's life as well, for the first time I'm going to vote.
Good.
And I'm going to get going to help towards
getting them out.
The Conservatives out. 14 years of this drivel.
Yeah,
and
this utter drivel.
They're supposed to be money-led.
Yeah.
They're supposed to represent, you know, like value for money for working people. Go...
So,
carry on.
I mean, you're absolutely right. And no matter how much in my entire life, no matter how much money I earn, and hopefully it will get higher and higher and higher, I'll always be voting for the people, by the people.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different story.
And the thing is, it is a different, it's the same fucking shit in a different cloak.
Mm.
They are still politicians.
Yeah.
But I read up a little bit about Sir Keir Starmer and I read up about his deputy. Have you seen her?
No.
Angela Rayner.
No.
Right.
Oh, isn't she the one that got kicked out or something?
I don't know. She's got ginger hair. She's right. Northern.
Right.
That
she's already selling it to me.
Yeah, straight away, right? She left school at 16 with no qualifications because she was pregnant.
Right.
She got a job in social care.
Right.
Moved up through the ranks, started to work in a union, and then joined the Labour Party, right? That's who you want as your deputy head.
Yeah, and that's Labour. That's the point.
This is what we're trying... And Sir Keir Starmer was a barrister who specialised in civil rights and defence attorney, a defence lawyer.
There we go. I wish M4YNE was on to hear this. But, so the... And again, apologies to our stateside listeners if some of this isn't relevant or, you know, isn't interesting. But we've got to get it out there because it's
I think we bullet point it and we criticise it heavily, probably.
Correct. Right. So, Jeremy Hunt.
Yeah, I know. You did say Hunt, didn't you?
I did say Hunt. Yeah, but side note, have you seen that video with the amount of people that don't say Hunt? and say cunt by mistake.
No.
I'll show you that at some point.
Is there newsreaders and stuff?
Yeah.
I think I have seen that.
Cunt. Anyway, Jeremy Hunt sought to turn around Conservative electoral fortunes today as he placed tax cuts for workers and parents at the heart of his budget. As his centrepiece, the Chancellor announced a 2p cut to the rate of national insurance paid by employees. This will save the average worker an estimated £450 a year, rising to £900 when combined with a similar reduction announced last autumn. The tax cut will be paid for through a mix of tax increases elsewhere on business class airfares, owners of short-term holiday lets, vapes, and tobacco. However, other taxes have been frozen, including fuel duty and alcohol duty, while the threshold at which parents are excluding from receiving child benefit has been raised. New British ISAs are also to provide an extra £5,000 tax-free allowance for savings invested in UK firms. Now, Mr. Hunt said inflation will finally drop below the 2% target in just a few months' time, according to the latest forecast. That is nearly a year earlier than previously forecast. When Rishi Sunak became PM, inflation stood at 11 PC. I don't know what that means. Percentage change. And now it's 4% change. But the OBR now predicts debt as a share of GDP, which was set to exceed 100% change, is now forecast to fall each year until it reaches 94.3% change in 2028. Excluding Bank of England, debt is expected to fall by to 92.9% by 28/2029. Now, what I want to do before we get too excited, because all of this sounds good.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Well, all of it sounds like bollocks.
Well, yeah.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely. So as is many of the promises, they never come to fruition.
No.
And that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So with polls suggesting Labour is on track to win the general election, Mr. Hunt used the budget to set electoral dividing lines with Sir Keir Starmer's party. He adopted Labour's plan to abolish non-DOMs. I've still haven't looked what that is. And also extended the oil and gas windfall tax.
It's non-domiciles. So people that aren't... I think it's people that live here but aren't paying tax here.
Oh, okay.
So they've got paying tax... Or they're not paying tax in a different country.
Oh, yeah.
Rishi Sunak's wife. For example.
Rishi
Sunak's worth 700 million.
And his
annual salary for being prime minister is 80 grand.
Fuck.
Why is he doing it? It's got a, you know what I mean? Why would you?
Fucking toffee-nosed prick. Right, so Labour had claimed in opposition that any tax cuts announced by Mr. Hunt today would be cancelled out by the government's continued freeze on tax thresholds, which drags more people
into higher
tax bands as their salaries rise.
Yes.
This was echoed by the Institute for Fiscal Studies, which said an NI cut will not stop taxes rising to about 37% change of GDP, global domestic product, by 2028. But despite his attacks on Labour, Hunt failed to land many punches, according to Telegraph Associate Editor Camilla Tomaney. So, yeah, so that was Labour's main point. And to go back to your original point, You are making it out like you're doing us a favour, and an excellent thing is that thick people will go, £400 in the old back pocket extra a year.
Yeah.
Crack on, son.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote Conservative. The more considered people will go, yeah, but when you get a pay rise, which everyone fights for, and you get pushed into the higher band. Because as we know, as we've talked about before, being on, I think the higher tax band is like 40K or something.
Oh, okay.
Being on a higher tax band now ain't shit in reality. We've talked about class division before.
Yeah.
About how working class goes all the way up to 60K now.
Yeah,
before you're considered middle class.
Or
whatever it is, middle class.
The middle class is disappearing.
Yeah.
Is what they say.
So... Yeah, you're a knob, and I'm with you because Labour will bring with them other policies that they won't like. They won't do anything with, but thing. I bet it will be better.
Yeah, we have been under Labour before, and lest we forget that a Labour government led us into fake wars.
Yeah, there is Tony Blair. Tony Blair.
However,
for all and sundry.
Yeah, but yeah? However, you know. Hopefully times have changed, but like it is the same bollocks. I still watch some parliamentary debates and wonder how this is the fundamentals of how our country is run.
Oh, what, like they're just a bunch of hens clucking at each other?
Yeah, yeah.
J-Dub says, love a bit of Blair, though. He did ruin it at the end.
I don't really love a bit of Blair. I think he did bring in some good stuff, but, you know, bringing us into a fucking 20-year war against an ideology...
Yeah, that, I mean,
continues,
that...
...continues.
Yeah, that worked great.
Yeah, no.
That worked
We went there for 20 years, pulled out in about 4 minutes, and Taliban just drove on back in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're
where,
back.
Where have we been, you say? We've been in the mountains, mate.
Yeah, we've been hiding whilst Blair and his cronies fuck off.
Yeah.
But anyway, J-Dubs also said, didn't need the last bit, but what a man. So,
I mean, yeah.
So, yeah. And, I mean, this concludes our broadcast day.
Yeah.
1 hour and 1 minute.
Yeah.
We cracked it. So, we've covered 10 common sayings, or we covered some of them. Paint the town red being our most favourite, the Marquis of Waterford.
Waterford.
A known lush and mischief maker.
It's almost like you, when you say it, you don't pronounce the W that much. Waterford.
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 Yeah. The bender culminated in vandalism after Waterford and his fellow revellers knocked over flower pots, pulled knockers off of doors and broke the windows of some of the town's buildings. We've spoken about that. We've spoken about men with Ven.
Yes.
We've spoken most importantly about the confusion of some transgender people. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to punch them or kiss them.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Well, you could do neither.
I could just watch them pass me by.
You realise that there are... what do you call it? That there are 4 billion women.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yes, but... As we've discussed before, none of them are interested. So well, now I'm starting to...
You haven't got a sort of view options that way.
I could just tuck it. Could just put it to one side.
So the bigger question then is, are you a bender?
So
it's, and on that bombshell.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of benders, UHVEJZCC has entered.
Welcome.
Welcome, bender.
And we will be back.
Spooky Mulder, yeah. Spooky Mulder has very helpfully, thank you, Spooky Mulder, has put in the Telegram link for Substance for Gays. Freudian slip.
Yeah.
Oh, shame that.
Oh.
Just
most of his theories turned out to be bullshit as well.
Should I go?
No, you don't have to go.
No, I won't go.
Well, come one, come all.
Exactly. So we also spoke about selling your arse or your sperm, of which you have chosen sperm.
Yep. Definitely.
But Spooky Mulder's put the Telegram link for Substance for Days.
Please
Telegram
join it.
Chat.
Please
it's great.
Join it. It's worth a go.
Eric has also said, check out Podbean Podcast Nation. You know.
Facebook. I'm going to join that now as we're speaking.
Oh, one more thing. And I don't mean that in a Tim Cook Apple type event. One more thing. This is the fastest iPhone we've ever made. No, it's not that. It's not that. One more thing.
Yeah.
Next week is Comic Relief.
Right. That yes. Yes.
Next Thursday,
yeah.
I have childcare duties.
Sure.
You've
got kids to be on.
Yeah, it turns out. Yeah, I've got a couple knocking about. Yeah.
Couple
knocking about.
People don't know about we.
So, you know, it's all laughter. It's all good fun.
It's all love.
All good, wholesome fun.
Yeah.
But so Wednesday, obviously, we can navigate as we do.
Yeah.
But our original plan, I mean, I can drum up some donations. I can get all that sorted. Our original plan was a brownout live.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think you or I are going to be able to do that with work on a Thursday.
On Wednesday, no, we're not going to have to do that. We don't have to brown out. We can just do the Facebook Live again, though.
Okay.
But we'll set up the camera.
Yeah.
But we'll do it properly. So it's
not...
Yeah, and we're dimly lit, and we're not, you know, it's all cool and atmospheric.
Yeah, I'll bring some glasses.
Nothing gay.
No, nothing gay about it. Nothing gay. Nothing I'll sexual. Dress up as a woman and confuse you.
Yeah,
and
then... I'll go, oh, do I want to sleep with my brother now he's a woman? Yeah, that'll be the question I'll be asking next week. So stay tuned, folks. Fuck. So many of those are no.
Oh.
You know?
That was fantastic. See? Hardest worker in the room.
Yeah.
That's him. It's Dwayne Johnson I'm here with. Hey? Budding Dwayne Johnson over here. looks like we've got a young Jim Carrey on the mic over there.
Funny guy.
Funny guy. Hopefully you might check out the Beans and Weenie is Doom show this weekend.
Oh, do you know what? I probably will be because...
Go on.
Yeah, Scooter. Do you remember him cussing me out last week? I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you remember that? You remember when I was screaming? And that's Toblerone.
So. I'm going to Lion King on the weekend.
Good. Yes. Excellent.
Reports on that next week.
All right. Should we do the outro?
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Because we've now spent another hour doing this little sort of last bit.
Oh.
Right, go on.
Right, thanks everyone for tuning in. Honestly, we really do appreciate it, and we do mean it. I can't believe how many fucking shows we've done.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
And when I go back and listen to them, as I'm sure a lot of you do, there's so much information in them.
I know.
And I actually feel, I'm getting to a point where I actually feel like our show's good.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
It is, like, for what it is.
It was great in season two.
Yeah.
And this is season 4, episode 8.
So I've just caught up to how fucking good we are.
Season 4, episode 8, the title of it is going to be The Marquis of Waterford.
Yes. Waterford.
Waterford. Oh. I might even publish it now.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, I can't.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Okay.